Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with DJ?
Good talk. Yeah, this is Dave.
Hey, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's great.
Awesome. Can't complain. It's Friday, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. I know you were speaking with Daisy about the first page placements on Google. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you?
There's a few, but
sure.
What are we talking on? What are we looking at on bottom line?
Yeah, so how the service works is it does come with Google, the first page placement. It does come with a retargeting campaign for Facebook. With the established business credit that she gave you here, you're looking at $249, and that's just a flat rate. Now, that is month-to-month. You are not locked into a contract at any point in time. Typically, this package is around $599 month-to-month. We do give reduced rates to businesses when we're able to talk to them, but if you were to go to our website, you'd pay $599 off the bat. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys have a Facebook page? I see you guys have Yelp, but are you guys doing anything? I didn't see that you guys had a Google Business profile. Was I missing something?
All right. So Facebook and Google are just hanging out there. I haven't really gone through with it.
Okay.
I haven't finished it, but no, not really.
Okay, so the only thing that you have that's up and running is your Yelp listing, correct?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, so how we can help you is we're going to help you get Google verified, okay? So they're going to send you out a PIN verification. It's a 5-digit code. They're going to mail that to you. Once you get that, that's just saying, hey, you're a legitimate person with a legitimate business, and that's going to verify your Google Business profile. Now, my tech team will walk you through those steps when that arrives to you. Once that's in your hands, we will be able to start populating you for appliance repairs. So if you do refrigerators, stoves, you know, just all the appliances, you know, dishwashers, washer, dryer, stuff like that. Do you do garbage disposals as well?
I do.
Okay. So any of the services that you offer, that's when we're going to be able to start populating you after you get verified. Now, if you don't have a Facebook page yet for your Google, for your business, we can help you create one. It would be a business profile. Once that's created, we will be able to start retargeting people that are looking for your services as well, okay? Now, that can push you out all the way to a 50-mile radius. I know that you like to stay within the 30 to 35, but this package, if you ever want to push out farther to, like, the 50-mile radius, you absolutely have that flexibility, okay? Okay. Now, let me see here what you got as well. And you target both commercial and residential, correct?
I do.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming it's a yes, but I just have to ask, you are licensed and insured to be doing what you're doing, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Perfect.
I have Google LLC and I have a $2 million liability.
Okay. Perfect. Reason why I ask is Google just wants to make sure that they're not dealing with fly-by-night companies. So they might want to just see some of those documents when we get you verified, and then that's going to actually make you more credible once you get verified and on that first page. Now, I do want to be super transparent with you. This is not like it's a flip of a switch and tomorrow you're going to be on the first page of Google. Okay. Like I said, we're going to mail you out the verification. That's going to start your PIN verification code. So it takes around 30 to 45 days to get to that first page of Google. Now that's why we pair that up with the Facebook ads, because that would be up and running within 7 days. Okay. Okay. Now, all this comes with a tracking system as well, so you'll be able to track your Google Business placements, you'll be able to track the clicks and the calls coming from there. You'll also be able to track your Facebook campaign as well. And we're going to give you login credentials and everything like that. All right?
Okay.
And I'm sorry, is your name DJ?
No, it's my name and my daughter's name.
Okay, so it's D and then J is your name and your daughter's name, correct?
Well, D okay. is my daughter.
Okay, and then
J
the,
is mine.
Is yours. And you spell it J-A-Y?
Right.
Okay.
J, yeah.
Gotcha. I was just making sure because I know I addressed you as DJ before and I heard you kind of correct me and I was like, I don't think that's correct. So I just wanted to make sure I had this. But so Jay,
well,
that's pretty,
my name,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I appreciate you telling me because now I feel a little bad, but I'm glad I got it right this time. So Jay, with this being an exclusive listing, what we do as Google Channel Partners is we only work with one company per industry, per area. So once we close out this listing for appliances, we actually don't work with any of your competitors. So it's exclusive just to you. Customers will call you directly. So the $249 month-to-month, it's not a pay-per-lead, a pay-per-job, or anything like that. It's set at a flat rate for unlimited calls, meaning that you won't be charged per call when you're getting calls from your customers. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, Jay, that we're looking to fill today, I'm sure you want to take advantage of it. That way we can start to get you verified on Google and get your Facebook up and running and get customers calling you directly, right?
I'm going to have to think about this. 240 is a lot to come off of right now, with it being right at the beginning of tax. And everything, mm-hmm. and I've got to get all this other stuff put together. I don't think I'm going to be able to sign on today. I'd have to really look at it and sit down with some other people and just make sure everything's good to go.
Oh, okay. Do you have, like, partners?
I have a couple of silent partners. I mean, they're really silent, but I just got to make sure that everybody's on board. That way I don't step on toes or any of that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, the rates, like I said, is the $249. We do look to fill the listings within a day, just because they come at random. They're not, like, planned or anything like that. Like I said, once the listing is secured, we can't call out to anybody else. So once we find a person, I mean, just like in your area, it's probably going to fly off within 2 to 3 phone calls. Is this something that you wanted to get started for your business for 2024? I mean, I know you've been in business since 2007 and you haven't been able to get on Google yet. This is definitely the best opportunity to get on that first page, let alone, you know, get your Google business profile up and running so everybody in your community can find you. What might be holding you back from doing something like this and really putting your business out there?
Mainly it's the cost.
Okay. Well, let me just say that.
I understand that advertisement costs, but everybody I've been talking to, it's, all right, so I'm going to end up, if nothing actually comes out of this and then we're sitting here hoping and grasping, then I'm going to be working for you guys. And that's kind of where I'm at, and I'm not really thinking I want to do that.
Working for us, what do you mean?
Well, if I'm paying you $240 a month and my business is bringing in maybe just a little bit over that, than whatever taxes and parts and things that I'm paying out, plus all these other fees that I'm paying, I'm going to end up pretty much giving you anything that I'm making as far as profit-wise.
Gotcha. Okay, I definitely understand where you're coming from. Yeah, for us, we've been doing this for 19 years. So we understand that, you know, especially a small company like yours, you know, profit is big. Also, too, capital and cash flow is huge, right? I have a dad that is a small business owner himself. He's a one-man show. So I understand what you're talking about, like, you know, small budgets, you know, making it through the years and everything like that. I grew up with that area. This is something that is going to be able to give you a better return on your investment. So there's other platforms that are out there that are third party that they charge you cost per lead and everything like that. This is not that platform. This platform is to make you money. So when people do search in real time for a service that they have, they're going to be able to find you and call you directly. Now, let's just say this. Okay, let's just say this. Let's say, like you said, you know, you don't get any jobs and you're paying $249, you know, month to month for us. Everything that we create for you is yours. We don't keep anything. It's all yours. So even if you kept us for 2 months and you said, hey, you know, it's not working out, or hey, I'm actually really busy and I need to stop the service, you keep everything. It's yours. We don't keep it. We don't turn it off. We don't do anything for it, tarnish your name, anything. We turn everything over to you. So you'll have a Google business profile by the end of the 30 to 45 days, right? Like we said. And then also too, you'll have a Facebook page. Now our stats and research shows that we have a 97% retention rate after the first month. So people are seeing what we're doing on the back end for you guys, just for a service-based company, on building this stuff to get your web presence out there so people can find you organically. Now, word of mouth is really good. I understand you've been in business since 2007. We can help you with past reviews as well. So if you want to help, you know, give us phone numbers so that way we can send a text message out to people and ask them to leave you a 5-star review. That's always going to help people in your community that's looking for the services see all the wonderful people that you've helped out in the past as well. Putting your business out there on the internet isn't going to hurt you. It's going to help you.
I got you. Now, yeah. My biggest issue is right now mm-hmm. is I've got a big job that I'm doing. And most of my capital is sitting in that, and I'm waiting for parts to come in. And then I've got a 60-day return after the appliance is up and running that I've got to wait before I can get the money off of that. So my accounts actually are dwindled down to Bank of America saying, hey, we're fixing to draw money out of your account. So if that tells you where I'm at right now, I mean, everything you're saying, I'm good with. I just mm-hmm. got to figure out, are you wanting the money today? When do you need the money? How is it going to?
How would it work?
So
typically when we do, it would come out the time you sign up, right? So it'd be $249. That's the time that we start going to work for you in this partnership. That's what it is. So we're going for you and we're working to build everything out for you. Now, for me, what I do with my clients that sign up with us, I get them within 24 hours. Unfortunately, today is Friday, so we wouldn't do an onboarding call until Monday, right? When my tech team would call you, they would verify all the information, they would send everything out to Google the same day, and they would get working on your Facebook that day as well, right? So it would come out today if we secured the listing, and then after that, it comes out monthly. So today's January 5th, then February 5th, and it's just at that flat rate. Now, the good thing for you as well is that $249 will always stay that price. So you would never pay the premium price of the $599. You would always be grandfathered and locked in at that rate at the $249. for the life of you being with us for the service.
If I give you a debit card today, I do not want the service on that card. I'd like it on a different one, but I've got to get revenue put back in that account in order for that to happen. Are we going to be able to do that?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could put it on a debit card today. We could do the $249, and then communication is key, right, Jay? So I like to have a lot of communication with my customers and then vice versa, right? So if you want to change anything, like this is your business, right? So if you want to change anything, just let us know, like, hey, I got revenue back into my business account. I would actually like this to come out on another card. Can we change that? There's no problem. It's just a quick phone call and then a quick click of a button, and we can do that for you, no problem. If you want to pay for it on a debit card now and then you want to change it over to a credit card later or a business Visa card as well, we can do that also. There's no problem for that. Okay.
All right.
So you want to secure the listing today, and then that way we can get working on it. I'll start working on your account here today. I'm going to let my tech team know that everything you have is fresh. So you don't have a Facebook, a Google business profile or anything. So when they actually call you on Monday for that onboarding call, they're actually just going to verify everything. And then they're just going to make sure that all the, you know, the services that you have, you populate to the first page for. And then also too, they're just going to walk you through the Facebook. So that way you can just add us on as a partner, because they're going to help you with that as well. Okay. Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm just thinking.
Oh, it just went silent. I was like, because I was hearing muffled noise before, and now I didn't. Okay.
I'm sitting in a driveway now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
My tires, you don't hear them rolling down the road anymore.
Yeah. You got a big old truck.
Yeah, I've got mud tires on my
car. That's what I was hearing, yeah. Yeah. That's how I have
my windows were up.
Okay. Yeah. So that's how I know you had a big truck.
Like I said, believe it or not, my windows were up.
Yeah. So this is how it works, Jay. Like, the only thing that I would need, obviously, you know, the $249, but this is what I would do, is I'm just going to secure your account here today. I'm going to make sure you have everything in writing. Everything's going to be sent to you in writing as well, so it will be a tax write, 100% tax write-off for you. While I'm on the phone, I'm going to send you your receipts and everything like that. I'm also going to schedule you the onboarding call for Monday so you can see that. If there's any mix-up or mess-ups or discrepancies, I want to make sure I'm on the phone with you while that's there so I can change anything for you. Okay?
Okay. I'm still... All right. So right now I've got a Wix account. Yeah. Amazing. I got a web page that I haven't been able to open yet because I can't get it to work the way I need it to.
Okay.
I'm paying a premium on that, which I'm not real happy with.
Okay. Do you need a website?
For about it. Huh?
Do you need a website?
Do I need one?
Yes.
I don't think I really need one, but I was building it because I figured if people were looking in that avenue that I was going that way.
Okay. I'll tell you how we can help you out. We can help you out with a website, okay? So I'll be able to just put it in there for the $249, and it's going to be a basic website. Typically, if you have a website, you need somewhere to put it in front of somebody, right? So a lot of people just build websites, and they're like, I have a website already, which is amazing. But at the same time, it's like having a brick and mortar, and you just have the open sign on your store, right? Nobody knows right. who you are or what you're doing. Nobody can find you. You have to put yourself in front of people. That's what this Google Business Profile does. So are you in a contract with their Wix site or no?
I am for a year, it looks like. It's going to okay. reset in December. But like I said, I haven't been able to do anything with it. It's just sitting there.
Okay.
So
I can see.
Aggravated.
I can see what we can do, if we can get in there or not. I know they're very eerie about, I know we do stuff with Wix. I'm not too sure if we can help you with that particular account that you have. I think you would have to like transfer it over somehow, but I could ask my tech team, how that would work, if we can do that. But again, having a website is great. It's not going to bring you revenue unless you're like on the first page with that website or it's being promoted in front of people, right? So the web is like a world inside of our world. And if it's not in front of the right people, it's just kind of like sitting there.
Stagnated.
Yeah. It's yeah. just floating, right? So that's how websites work. For our customers, a lot of people think they need websites to get to the first page of Google. They don't. Really, we can utilize your Facebook page, and then we can utilize your Google Business Profile. Like I said, we can make a basic website for you, and just for people that just want more information. But typically, when they have a service that they need an appliance done, like my dishwasher is it's broken. I need to wash my dishes. Yeah, they're like, hey, can you come right now? You know,
right.
You want that emergency service. That's where people are going to find you for those emergency services. I need to wash my clothes. My washer doesn't work. When can you get down here? I'm sure you get those calls already, but being on Google, that's where 90% of people do their transactions on that first page of Google. That's where you're going to capture most of your customers from. And then you're going to build a pool there, right? So once you get in the door, I'm guessing you have referrals that you do that you've been doing since 2007, if not before you were an actual business, right? So I'm sure
right.
you've been maintenancing people for years. That's where you're going to be able to get those new customers. Once you're in the door, you do one service. Now they're calling you for the other services. It's happened multiple times with our customers because we do across the country. We do all 50 states. So it's happened multiple times with our customers who does things in like Washington or Oregon or Chicago, stuff like that. So I know we can help you out. You just kind of, you know, you have to take that leap into your business as well and just putting it on that first page of Google and then, you know, working with you at that point. We're going to continue to give you updates on the Google Business Profile. You'll get text messages from us. Like I said, you'll have a tracking system. So you'll be able to track everything going on a month-to-month basis. And then you get to decide at the end of the month, hey, is Local Splash holding up their end of the bargain? I would say yes, because we've been in business for 19 years. But that's for you to decide, right? And that's why we put all these things in place for you, so we can work together and then push you into different areas. If you want to add services, let us know. We can add those, you know?
All right. Hang on for 1 second.
No problem. Let me see here. You got like 18. So you do dishwasher repair, dryer repair, manual to automatic door conversions, garage door. Okay. That's a good service. Garage door repair. Hey, garage door. Or open.
I do everything, don't
okay.
I?
You do. I'm looking at it. Okay, I had a situation the other, it was actually last year. I was at my dad's house. He lives in Washington. I go to open up the garage. The garage door darn near fell off the hinges. It was halfway on, halfway off. And I was like, hey, Dad, I didn't do nothing. You know how you always get mad at your
right.
kids. You broke
oh,
it, right?
Right, right time at the right.
Yeah, and I'm like, this wasn't my fault. And so what happened was a screw actually came out of the socket, and the hinge was falling, and it actually threw off the garage door, Well, what happened is what he went on Google really quickly, found the, you know, the person on the first page to come out that same day to fix the garage door. I mean, yeah, he had to pay an emergency fee, but that's real time, real customers calling you just like that. Right. And you, I mean, you have a ton of services that you offer. So getting you on populating on the first page for these services is only going to help you get busier, right? And consistent, right? You're not going to have roller coaster months where you have really high months and then you have really low months. It's going to be pretty even, just kind of on a steady flow up, because now you're servicing customers, but then you're also putting them into your pool of, you know, reservicing them on a monthly or yearly basis, however it works for you. Because constant appliances are going down these days. I mean, they don't make them like they used to, I'll tell you that. They're pretty cheap now. They're expensive, right, but then they're cheap.
Right.
So what's the so is this something you would like to take advantage of for your business here? We can lock it up. I'll start working on your account tonight here, and then set up a onboarding call with you. I would do it Monday morning at the earliest. I'll actually check what availability I have with my tech team here. I have Monday morning. It would be 10 a.m. your time.
We can try that. You're going to love all this.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Go ahead.
So I don't sleep. I work damn near 24/7.
I love it.
And the reason being is because I'm working 10 to 15 hour days as an electrician during the day.
Really?
I do appliance repair, garage doors, openers, and everything you saw on the side.
Okay.
Now you know why my Google wasn't up and running 100%. Is
one. Yeah.
I am running. If you look at the times that are on my sheet, it should have a time on there. It says that I don't start until after 5:30.
5:30 p.m. and then Saturdays and Sundays is 12:30 to 10:30, and then Sundays it's 9:30 to 10:30.
Right. So yeah. You know what day I actually have off?
Yeah, Monday.
That being said, Monday off, and that's because I'm a Mason and I've got to be able to go to the Mason meetings on every second and fourth Monday.
I like the productivity.
So on top of everything, I'm pretty busy guy. So,
all
right, I've got a card in my hand, but I had to open up your website and look and see if you're legit.
Yeah, I could actually send you our
calls. And I mean, yeah, because I mean, I get all kinds of calls
telling me
that they're legit companies and stuff, and I'm sitting here weeding out all the Indian sounding legit companies. And I appreciate that you're not Indian. You're laughing, but I'm being dead serious.
Yeah, I'm laughing because I have a lot of customers that go with me and they say the exact same thing that you say. I'll give it to you straight. There's 40 companies that are Google Channel partners in the United States. So there's thousands of them.
And he tells them, everybody wants me, and they're sitting there saying, why not, why not, why not? And I'm like, well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
And then they're hounding me.
You're like, what's the capital?
Seven, I'm like, right.
Okay. I sent you a text message. Did you see it? It should have pinged in through your phone. So this, you went to our localsplash.com. I'm going to take you straight to the pricing page. I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about here for you. So I should say take control of your online presence. Do you see that?
Hold on, it's coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see Local Splash at the top left. That's our company.
Right.
If you scroll down, you'll see a proven success. So we actually have 19 years in business. We actually just had our 19 year anniversary in December. So we've been around for a while. Okay. We're located here in California, okay, Fountain Valley. It's right here by...
more people. California people. You know, my part I'm waiting on is coming from California.
Is it?
I'm glad you're sitting down. Okay, I've got a dryer part.
Okay.
That's coming in for a dryer. It's a fan motor. It's just a fan motor.
Right.
It's $1,066.85 my cost.
I believe it. I believe it. And the reason why
now,
I tell you
now
that,
you understand why my account is completely wiped out because
I'm
waiting. And then it's going to take 90 days for me to get that money back in that account.
None of it's meant to be mean or anything.
Huh?
That's an old part. You're working on an old appliance, like a dryer. Is that correct?
It's a 2017.
Okay, not that old.
Speed Queen.
Okay.
It's in an extended stay hotel.
Okay. Okay. I understand.
And the other person that came in there said that we can't get the parts, and I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like, okay. So I go in there, I find it out. I call tech support. We walk through it. Everything's good to go. I'm like, yeah, it can't be anything but the motor. I'll get the motor coming. Then I've got to wait on them to say, yeah, we'll do it. So then that comes through, you know. So
yeah.
I'm not trying to spill a whole bunch of stuff on you. I'm just telling you why I'm hesitant because I'm calculating risks that are involved in what we're talking about.
Right.
Because if I'm already extending, then I'm extending with you too. That means I've extended with two companies that I'm really, you know, but like I said, I've been doing this long enough that I figure if you were a fly by night or trying to get, if you conned me and got into some other person's system, you'd have left by now because I'd have irritated the piss out of you.
Yeah.
That being said,
you're hilarious. That's funny. Oh my God.
Welcome to the world of I speak my mind and I don't lie to anybody because, well, I don't know how.
And people just
take advantage of that and it makes me mad. So
yeah, that's, I like you speaking your mind. Reminds me a lot of my dad. He's the same way. But I definitely understand what you're talking about. That's why I wanted to take you to the pricing page. I wanted to show you who we are. And I wanted to also show you too, like, you have on that page that I sent you, you have the Google Ads partnership. So it's there. You can't buy this emblem. You can't, scam it or anything. You literally click it. It takes you to the Google website on how we're a partner with them. So like I said, these other companies that are calling you, there's thousands of them. There's only 40 of us. So the company you're going with today, Local Splash, is a legitimate company and we're going to take care of you. That being said, if you scroll down to the platinum package, I just want to show you, if you were to buy this, I wasn't pulling your leg or anything. It's $5.99 month to month on a month to month basis with a $2.99 setup fee. You're getting a steal for $2.49 month to month here because I was talking to you. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I was looking at the Platinum Premier. Good gosh.
Yeah.
So what is the Platinum Premier?
So the Platinum Premier comes with Google Ads. So I can apply the same credits for you, but it is expensive, right? So
I'm not caring about ads because people ignore them for the most part.
Right. Yeah. So you know, typically I scroll past them and go more towards the Google Business profile there. And that's more organic. So that's where you're going to see a lot of your customers coming from.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're
looking at just $249 on the flat rate month to month for the platinum package.
Right.
Okay. Let me just make a change here. I hate when this happens. Okay, so Jay, what's your address for us to send that Google Business PIN verification to you? I know you're operating out of your home. I'm not thinking you're taking people's washer and dryers back to, you know.
No, and that was kind of why it's not listed.
Right.
Because, like I said, up until recently,
mm-hmm.
I haven't been doing anything under an LLC. I just opened the LLC, and you'll get a kick out of this.
Nice.
My original appliance business name was Jason's Appliance Repair.
Okay.
And a guy out of Tallahassee stole my name, so I had to come up with another name. In fact, the people at Marcon are still mad at me because there's two Jason Appliance Repairs on their booking. But
okay.
I've already changed the name and re-legalized everything and all that, but they're just dragging their feet, figuring it out.
Okay. Well, that makes sense because on your Yelp, I was going to ask you, on your Yelp, on the location for next to your hours, it actually says Tallahassee on there. So that's why I was going to ask you, you know, where are you based out of? Because on Yelp it says Tallahassee, but we have you.
Yeah, I tried to put it in Tallahassee because it's the better. Yeah, I'm in Monticello, Lloyd.
Okay, Monticello.
Which I'm about 20 minutes away from Tallahassee.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, I mean, technically.
We can target Tallahassee for you.
To be honest with you, I do about a 200-mile radius.
Okay.
I just don't advertise it because after 70 miles, I'm going to start charging for them.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I can't just sit here and eat mileage, so I don't really.
100%.
And it's. But we'll work on that. And like I said, I figure if you were really and truly just trying to scam me, you'd have been pissed off and hung up by now. So
yeah, for sure. No, we're not.
I got a card. I want to. No.
Yeah. I'm just gonna get your business.
My other concern is,
okay,
this gonna blow my business up to where I'm gonna end up conflicting with my day job?
No, so we're going to put the same hours of operation.
Just...
Yeah, so we're going to put the same hours of operation.
Okay.
You're going to stay consistent. So everything looks better when it's consistent across the internet, right? So if you want to have
right.
the same hours that you have on Yelp, hey, by all means, we're going to put those hours. So that way you're going to get calls during the evening time when typically most people are home, right? So
right.
you'll have that.
Well, that way they're not having to take the time off from work to do the damn job anyway. So it's
100,
a win-win for everybody.
100%, right? So, like I said, this isn't like it's a flip of a switch and then tomorrow you're on the first page of Google. But it is a consistent flow of customers. So you will see an uptick in customers, but you'll see an uptick in customers
okay.
in the time frame that you're willing to be. But for your business address, we're not going to show your address. This is just for a preference to send that Google business.
No, you're good. I go on a tangent because I have ADHD. That don't mind that. If I go too far off, just say rabbit.
Rabbit. Okay. That's
or
the same
squirrel. You know, say rabbit or squirrel and then I'll, you know, because I know I'll go off and it's not meant to drag people off. It's just because my mind works that way.
No worries.
The address is 618 Robin
okay.
Road, Monticello, Florida, 32344. Now, can you list that as a, I got to figure out how to list that as a business address also. So I stopped getting charged for shipping. It aggravates me that I'm paying for a you know, office in my house, I should be able to claim that as a business address also.
Yeah, I mean, you should, especially
crazy.
If you do, like, the LLC. That works more with, like, the taxes and stuff like that, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking out loud.
Yeah, rabbit.
I told you.
Oh, for the zip code, it's the 32344?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then for the business phone number, it's okay for the customers to call you at 850-508-1310?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me just make sure.
So I have a business email, too.
Okay. What's your last name?
W-E-I-N.
W-E-I-N-R-I-C-H. R-I-C-H. Okay. W-E-I-N-R-I-C-H. Okay. And then your business email?
Is J, it's D-J, which is D-J-A-Y, dot appliance, A-P-P-L-I-A-N-C-E, dot L-L-C, @gmail.com.
Okay. Sorry. I have dj.appliance, and then you said LLC?
Yes.
And then @gmail.com?
Right.
@gmail.com. I'm a slow typer. I apologize. And then for us to send you text messages for just like updates and stuff, like, we're not going to bombard you, but just like updates of saying like, hey Jay, just so you know, like, we updated your Google Business profile or Google's changing something. We just need something from you on this end. Is the 850-508-1330 a good phone number for you?
Yeah. 1310. Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Yep. I've had that phone since it was an Alltel number.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy, eh? I went from pagers to cell phone.
Yeah, I remember pagers. I also remember like Palm Pilots too. Did you ever have one of those?
Okie dokie. No. I had the pager where I had people call and then hit 911 to say, hey, it's an emergency, and then I had to go find a payphone somewhere.
Yeah, then
and
you
then
had
they tell me, hey, can you get me some socks?
Must have been a cold winter.
You know, only in Florida.
That's true, too. Okay, let me just make sure I have everything correct here for you.
And, yeah, you'll catch the A's every now and then. I felt it slip out, so I'll explain that one. I had a Canadian uncle.
I was going to say, are you from Canada?
So it's the redneck Canuck coming out of me.
Okay. I have a cousin that actually... I have a cousin that plays for a Canadian football team.
Oh, sweet. So I have a cousin that played for Chicago Blackhawks, Montreal, St. Louis Blues, the Red Wings, and he played for Chicago.
Okay. Yeah, I have a cousin. He played
for the Blackhawks.
But my cousin plays for football. You're hockey.
I know. I'm talking hockey.
Yeah, I was like, that's hockey. I know my sports.
I got you. Well, hey, you said, so I was like, hell yeah. So, I had a cousin named Jason Weinrich that played for the Tiger Shark.
Okay.
So when he was here on his birthday, I went to a game. Walked up to his coach and I said, hey, I got his ID. He's like, what? And I showed him my driver's license. He was like, how did you do that? I'm like, that's my name. And he goes, if you play as good as your cousin does, dude, I'll hire you right on the spot. And I said, I'm from Florida. I don't know how to skate.
Yeah, we don't have that.
What the hell is I?
That's hilarious. You're like, give me a surfboard or something.
Well, I wish I would have taken him up.
Yeah, that would have been funny. Okay, so, okay, hold on, rabbit.
Yeah, see? You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay,
well,
at least
it'll be the most entertaining call you've had in a while.
Yeah, okay, I will give you that one, that's for sure. So I have everything set up for you for my tech team. I'm ready for the card, but for the card payment itself, you said it's going to be a debit card, correct?
Yeah, it's my personal account, so I don't want it to get hit on a regular basis, so it's the only thing I got money in right now.
Okay, that's fine. Like I said, just communicate with us, like let us know, hey, I want to change the billing address, not the billing, the address, but I want to change the card on this so we can put it out of this one. It's no problem with us either. We can do that. But everything, like I said, here is the 100% tax write-off for you too. So, like I said, after this is done, I'm going to send you everything in email. I'm going to send a couple text messages to you as well so you have those references, and then you'll be able to utilize. But for the card itself, do you have a middle initial on there, or is it just like your first and last name?
Yeah, it's got an S.
An S. Okay. And then is it the same address as the previous address that you gave me? Okay. For some reason.
Well, hold on. Yes, sir. I've been here for 75 years. No, I'm kidding.
What's the address again? For some reason, it gave me it said like new in front of it. What's the address that you guys have?
Really new? It is 618.
618.
Robin Road.
Robin.
Monticello.
Monticello, Florida.
Florida, 32344.
Yeah.
We've been here on this address since 97.
Oh, really?
Been on this property since 73.
Okay. Do you guys have, like, land out there?
Yeah, we were on 52 acres. They reduced it down to 26, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, recently.
56 acres?
Yeah, 52.
Wow.
So we're reduced down to 26. Yeah, I've got
a lot, though.
Cows in the freezer and goats and chickens and animals everywhere.
And like, I have an aunt and an uncle wolf. My uncle actually just passed away a couple months ago, to be completely honest. And they have like 36 acres in Nebraska, but they have a lake behind them. So the state actually taxes them for the lake. So they're like, okay, we'll claim the lake then too. If you want to tax us on it.
Hell yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So their property goes into under the lake a good bit then.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But they're actually selling it because, like I said, my uncle passed, so my aunt's too old.
She can't maintain it.
Can't maintain it. No, it's way too big. It is a pretty cool deal because the only way you can get to it is going over the highway bridge. So that bridge is theirs. I'm like, that's dope. I like that.
Nice.
Okay.
I'll have to get that information. My son's fixing to get out of Michigan. He's looking for something. He might be in the market. So.
Hey. Okay. Yeah, let me know. And I can definitely
Sustainable agriculture and microorganisms.
Okay. Yeah.
His major. It's
out there in North Platte. So it's a small town. So I don't know if he wants a small town deal, but that's a good deal. For the card itself, it's a Visa, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Oh, good gosh. It's turned dark now. You waited too late.
We've been talking.
The sun went down.
Yeah.
We ain't got no lights out here.
Yeah.
I got to get me a candle.
A lantern?
What's a lantern? You got to go out to the creek to take a bath. It's been too cold, so we all smell like ass.
You should be a comedian on your Mondays.
There you go. I don't get out much.
Yeah, no,
right,
it's
so. 4-7-4-7-9-1-9-1-6-7-0-0-2-1-4-8-1-5-8-0.
Okay, can I read this back to you?
Sure.
Okay. I have 4-7-9-1-6-7-0-0-2-1-4-8-1-5-8-0.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad you did that while a truck was jake breaking down the interstate.
You want me to repeat it?
No, I heard you.
Okay.
It helped me focus better because I was trying not to listen to it.
That was funny. Okay. And then what's the month and year of your expiration date?
0926.
0926. Okay. And then the code on the back?
705.
705. Okay. Now, I'm going to set up a security question for you, Jay. So we protect our customers here. So we never share or sell any of your information. Anytime we call you, we're going to ask you this security question. This is just a protection for you so you always know you're talking to us and we always know that we're talking to you. Okay. So I have three questions.
Okay.
You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or you can have your first pet's name.
Oh, good God. Can't be the first pet. I don't remember that far back. City I was born in.
Okay.
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee. Okay, give me 1 second. They don't show the letters, so and I have to type it in twice.
I got you. Where you can put Tally?
Tally. I'll put Tallahassee. I'll put Tallahassee for you. Okay, so I have that in there for you. That's good. Okay. Now, before I do any purchases, I am going to just walk you through a voice verification. Like I said, this is just an added protection for you. I have you on a pre-discounted pre-agreement for the $249. So this will be emailed to you in writing as well for your protection and for your references. But I'm just going to walk you through this. If you have any questions through this, Jay, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll rephrase it for you so that way it's easier to understand too, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection to you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DJ's Appliance Repair, LLC.
Perfect. Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jason Weinrich. My title is owner. Tech.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Perfect. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Jay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local/. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local/ and not another company. So that's your security question, the city you were born in, Tallahassee, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just for update purposes, like I told you, I have a phone number here for our customer service line. Do you want it now or do you just want me to email it to you?
If you'll email it to me, that'll be great because I'm kind of pacing up and down a driveway right now.
Okay, perfect. We're almost done. I'm sorry to hold you up here. Okay.
It's my driveway. I'm done for the night. So.
Okay. So you don't look weird pacing up and down somebody else's driveway.
No. Okay. I've been waving at the neighbors.
Okay, gotcha. In hiring
got
Local
my clown
Splash
outfit on, you know.
Hilarious. In hiring Local
Pennywise.
Yeah. In hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup, really it's just the initial term because I waived the account setup for you, will be charged today, which is January 5th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 5th of the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, I know you want to change payments, so before February 5th, call us, let us know so we can change that billing so that way we can continue to populate and then run those advertisements out for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Jason, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. I'm going to email that number to you. That's our customer support line. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Quick question here. So your first name on the card, is it Jay or is it Jason?
It's Jason.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I'm being comfortable being called anything. I'm in the South. You'd be amazed at what I'm called.
That's funny.
Just don't call me late for dinner, right?
Unless it's spaghetti and meatball.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to say, first of all, I want to welcome you to Local Splash, Jason. Everything went through on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to the family. We do treat everybody here with respect and like a family, and we're going to work with you to get you on that first page of Google. Now, I'm going to schedule your onboarding call for you on Monday. Is 10 a.m. a good time for you, or would you prefer later?
If you can do, good gosh, 10 a.m., what time is it Eastern time? Is that 10 Eastern or 10?
10 a.m. Eastern time. Oh, I'm just going based off of your, I'm just going based off of your time.
Okay, so if we're doing my time, if we can do it at 12 o'clock or 12:15 or so, that would be better.
Okay.
And the only reason I hate to do that on somebody's lunch break, well, it's not even their lunch break, it'll be mine, so that'll be great.
Yeah.
It's all the way behind us.
Yeah, it's only 9 a.m.
Life in Korea.
Yeah, yeah, we're just barely waking up on this side when you guys are eating lunch, basically.
All right. So my daughter is actually moving to California.
Oh, is she?
Because her fiancé, fixing to be husband, is going to be stationed there. So I've given her the rights to be able to open up under the same business name.
Okay.
When she does, it's going to be her own thing. It'll be her own license and everything. But just to let you know, she'll be a local in your area.
Okay. Where's she? Where are they getting?
It'll be north. It's up north. He's in the Air Force.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So
working
he's more
jets,
like San Jose, stuff like that.
Right.
Over in that area. Yeah, I mean, not too far from us. I think like 8 hours away, something like that. That's typically
there you go.
How it is.
Just down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Just take the 5 all the way up. But what she can do is, if she's going to operate there and you guys want to open up another location, let us know. And what we can do is we can set up, same thing here, we can set up a Google Business profile in that location. Obviously it would be a different location, so it would be just the $249, but we'll keep it at that same rate. So she can start populating in the San Jose area too.
Sweet. And while I got you doing that, I got my son, he was actually talking about moving to North Carolina, and when he does, he's going to open one up over there.
Perfect.
And no, it's not a franchise.
Yeah.
I'm actually letting them use the same name, and the reason I did that is because it's already established.
Yeah.
So it'll be easier for them to LLC it in their state.
Yeah. And it will only work off of one Facebook account. So how Google works is you'll need different locations for the Google Business profile, but for Facebook, we would be able to just run a Facebook ad in that area with that one Facebook. You don't have to open up like 3 different Facebook accounts. So we're just picture perfect, like these ads in different areas for you guys. Okay, so I sent you everything in email. I did send you a couple text messages. You might have received 2 or 3 of them.
They came on my watch.
Okay, there's one of them that, there's one of them that I need though for you to go into. So there's one that says, Jay, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here and it'll say my.localsplash.com/terms. So this is just our terms of agreement. Click on that link. There's going to be 2 buttons there. There's going to be one that says I receive SMSs, which is text messages, just for updates. And then the other one is just saying that you're the card authorization holder, and then you're just going to sign your name, first and last name.
Hold on. I've got – they're all 3 under the same one. So thank you for choosing local. So it's not that one. Local Splash welcomes you if you
– No, it's that one.
That
thank
one.
You.
So it's
thank
the one below that one.
It's the one that says thank you for
choosing Local
Splash. Yeah. And then there's a link there that says my.localsplash.com/terms. Do you see that?
Yep, that's the top one. All right.
Yeah.
So hit that, which is the blue link.